What's up? It's the Iron Skillet. We're back with another Side Dish Sunday. And this week, we're about to tell you guys about how we shot a music video a week for over a year. Pretty wild. Pretty wild. I don't know if you guys know how at all, why I even started doing that. I'll tell a little piece of that. Like, the first video that ever made me want to start trying to do anything weekly was the So Gone Challenge. Like, I wasn't super hip to, like, challenges and stuff like that. And I was scrolling through Instagram or something. I saw someone post a So Gone Challenge. I was like, oh, that'd be dope. I want to do that. So me and my brother shot this video on my iPhone at the parking garage. And it actually went up pretty quick. It did really crazy numbers on Facebook. But I showed the video to Travis. I was like, look what me and my brother did. And he was like, that's cool. He's like, I think we can do something a little bit, like, better than just your iPhone. And I was like, true. That'd be kind of dope. So that's literally, like, the only reason that the Sunday 16, like, started. Because me and my brother were just shooting random videos, like, in the park and at random places with my iPhone. You remember that?
Wasn't it in portrait mode, too? Y'all were shooting in portrait mode?
Yeah,
it is a vertical video.
We were shooting everything all the way wrong. Me and my brother did not know what we were doing.
That was before IGTV days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God bless him, though, because he was always down to go out and help me. But Trav was like, I think I can help you make these a little bit better.
I mean, the first couple ones I did were trash, terrible. They used, like, a GoPro with terrible lighting.
Oh, yeah.
That was awful.
It was wild.
Cringy. On my part, it was cringy.
And I had to drive.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a good one, actually.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that for sure.
Fun fact about the So Gone Challenge, that's the first time I ever heard Logan rap. And I was like, wow, this guy sucks.
I did do one of those challenges.
He said, don't come for
did
me.
Did you hear it? You listened to it?
Yeah, I listened to it. I was like, this guy is terrible.
Oh, my God.
You sounded like fucking Ja Rule in 112.
Why are they doing this to you?
I can't, dude. I don't fuck with any of you.
He's like, I hate you. Look, I don't think
I like your music now.
I don't think that.
Whatever.
You needed some progressions.
Whatever. They're just going on you.
I'm being honest. Brutally honest. I was like, I don't like this.
Oh, Lord.
I thought you were joking, man.
No, I wasn't.
I thought he was joking, too.
No, I wasn't joking.
Look, I lost mad followers because you were talking shit.
Look, you just messed up his life. Well, hey, you know, I thought it was dope, Logan, and obviously you're lit now.
I'll give you an A for effort.
Name one line.
Forget the haters.
I'm tired of y'all.
Anyways,
I can spit the whole verse right now.
He said, don't do it. Travis, look what you did.
Palms are sweaty.
Oh, God. All right, I'm going to try to bring us back. All right, so we did start with just a GoPro. And basically, like, I started seeing a lot of traction, and I hadn't put music out a lot. And at that time, I couldn't figure out how to get music on platforms. So one of the ways that I was like, oh, I could put out these videos once a week, and that would be a way for people to at least, like, see that I'm consistently making music and kind of know what's going on. So I sat down with Trav, and I was like, would you be down to do this weekly series? And he was like, bet. So we did start with a GoPro, and if you go on my YouTube and scroll all the way down, you can see the first ones. And, like, it's not that they were bad. It's just, like, one angle with a GoPro, no microphone. So it's just kind of, like, DIY.
I think I eventually got, like, a $14 microphone off of Amazon or something that was still terrible.
But it was, like, a little bit better than what we...
You had to start somewhere.
Yeah. The big thing that, you know, was a game changer for us was when Trav, like, got a Canon, like, the Rebel...
Yeah, Rebel T6. Canon. I think it was Black Friday special.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it didn't have a mic input, though.
Oh, damn.
Remember? Man.
Yeah, that was kind of shitty. So I actually bought a voice recorder. Remember mm-hmm. we used a voice recorder?
Yeah, I do remember
that. So I would actually have to line up the audio afterwards and some of them.
Crafty.
It's crazy because, like, we thought we were, gone. Because you go from a GoPro to a Canon, you see those images and you're like, these are so clean.
World of difference.
Kind of painting the picture, like, I would do a song, a verse, a spoken word. I had to drop something once a week. And one of the biggest things that I did want to say, it was, like, a key point that stuck out to me when in YC's interview, we interviewed a videographer named YC Imaging, and he did, like, a vlog a day for, like, 3 months. And he was like, what I learned from that process is, like, if it matters to you, you'll make time for it. If it doesn't matter to you, then you won't. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, definitely a big part of, like, how we made it that long consistently dropping content, because it mattered a lot to the both of us. we were like super clear that we both wanted to make it a priority. We weren't just going to skip a week because we didn't have our shit together. Like, if it was Saturday, I would hit Chab up and be like, yo, I've been slacking. I need to fucking write a song. We got to figure something out. And he would be down to, you know, drop whatever and get together and figure it out. So, like, I think that's a big part of it. Like, how we shot a music video a week for a year. Just having a clear vision and both of us being on the same page. But
I think I think we only missed like maybe one or two days where they dropped on Monday or something.
Yeah. And one of them was because the audio fucked up. We got back to the house and we listened to it. We were like, the wind was like.
Was that the one at Shenandoah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, damn it, we can't use this.
That was from, that wasn't the one. That was the one you did by the lake, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The pond.
The and pond was
all
so
you
loud.
Hear is yeah. Like, it's so crazy.
Because there's a fountain in the pond, and all you hear was the fucking fountain.
Mm.
Learning levels.
That was 2016, though.
Yeah,
right?
2016.
Started in 2016.
It's almost been almost 5 years.
It was actually October 23rd, 2016, when
the first
Sunday
one?
16 dropped.
Was that the one in...
It was Come With Me.
Yeah, it was just a random verse. I didn't know, like,
was
no
that,
beat.
It was at your house, right?
It was at...
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it was at your house.
I think it was in your
house?
Basement.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't even
literally
think
right
played.
At the computer.
Yeah.
One angle.
Yeah.
It's impressive, though, because you guys did do it every week.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, I struggle to drop, like, anything every 4 years.
But I'm grateful for doing it because I learned so much in that year and a half or whatever.
No, kind of forced you to.
Yeah, it forced me to actually, like, and it was fun, like, to improve my, honestly, I don't even remember what I edited the first one with. Like,
Premiere.
I don't think I did Premiere. I don't know.
You don't know if you had it.
I'm not sure if I had it then, but, and it forced me to learn how to use Premiere too.
Yeah.
Windows like, Paint.
Yeah, basically.
You put out 52 videos in 364 days.
It's crazy.
It was one day short of a year from October 23rd. 2016 to October 22nd, 2017, and there is 52 videos
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, like, what Brett's saying is, like, I remember we shot a video, like, called It's Searching Souls. That was, like, a game
it's
changer.
One of my favorites.
That was a game changer because that was the first time we ever sat down and came up with a treatment for an actual video with a storyline. And it's funny because Brett's right. Like, he was driving Travis's car.
Mm-hmm. Like, slow down. Shore's running behind the car.
I'm, like, running behind the car and, like, trying to rap and run at the same time. Travis sitting in the back, like, filming us. And I'll never forget. I don't know if you remember this, but, like, my brother was super heavily involved in a lot of this. He helped a lot. And he came. I called him because we shot it, edited it in, like, a couple hours. And I was like, come over. I got to show you something. And he watches it. He doesn't say one word. And then once it's done, he looks at me and Travis, and he was like, you guys hit another level. And we were like, yeah. And then he said, you can never go backwards now.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, you can never post anything less than this. And
I was
like,
shit.
Fuck. Yeah. I was like, damn it. But I think, like, a big part of it, too, I'm just trying to give people, like, tips, you know, that are trying to do something like this.
Right.
I think a big part of it is just also, like, communication. And, like, being on the same page. Because there would be times when, like, he would reach out to me and be like, hey, do you have anything ready for Sunday? And it's Wednesday. Like, what's your thoughts? Because if you're trying to do something, a treatment that's not a run-and-gun shoot, like, if you, like, when we did Savage No 21, like, we couldn't shoot that on Saturday night and drop it on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that was also, like, a little bit of a storyline.
Yeah.
You guys shot a little intro.
I got wasted too. So I got wasted.
Oh yeah, I had a blast.
I was faded. Yeah. Remember that? That's when you had long hair.
Uh-huh. I had long hair, gold chain.
I think you were wearing
poker.
Logan, I think you were wearing the same shirt that you wore in that video.
I was.
He's like a fun fact.
Yo, I really wasn't. I had an afro.
Yeah. For real?
And I had an afro.
Wow.
And, like,
facts.
It's crazy too because it's a team effort. Like, you guys all helped me so many different times on so many different shoots. So, like, that stuff wouldn't have just gotten done just by me. And, like, a lot of times we're working together to come up with ideas for videos. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm coming up with every single concept. So definitely thankful to have, like, a group of people that was down to help me and kind of work with me. And, like, it's cool to see how much we grew because we started to learn, like, oh, we can do lighting. Like, lighting is a thing because we didn't even know, like, you could put a light on somebody and it looked dope. Like, we didn't know anything about that.
B-roll.
Have you gone back and like watched them?
Oh yeah. And like it's not that they're bad, but it's just like
it's like a marathon, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not like at some points you're gonna be strong and at some points you're not gonna be as strong. So sure. There's probably a couple where you're like, you know.
Well, I'm sure a couple of them were rushed. Like
that's what I'm saying.
Saturdays like, were like, fuck, we gotta get something done for tomorrow.
That's what I mean. You're probably just like, sometimes, and then some Sundays you're like, holy shit,
I gotta get this shit done.
I couldn't imagine doing that for a whole like you every week count me for out. A whole year. Yeah, no thanks.
Well, you're gonna do it again.
I feel like you guys doing that then has helped us now, because now we're dropping the vlogs every Tuesday
on top of side dishes and podcasts.
Exactly. Well, yeah, so we're dropping multiple pieces of content weekly.
Yeah.
So you guys going through the whole Sunday 16 process, I feel like gave us a leg up in what we're doing now.
For sure. And I think like something that just clicked in my head is like, I don't think I would have gotten that experience at the radio station if I wasn't doing Sunday 16s. Cause like I started looking to go out of town and perform and do things because I was like, damn, this would be cool for the Sunday 16. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it'd be dope to go out here and do this competition, but it's going to be even doper to drop it on the Sunday 16 and everybody can be a part of it.
Yeah.
And it was so cool because people got to be there the day that the performance happened and they saw the whole, you know, first, second, third place. And then they got to be there again the day that we actually went to the radio station. And we had people sending us Snapchat videos of them listening to it on the car, in their car and everything like that. And those are the moments that I'm like, damn, I'm so happy we were doing the Sunday 16 because I can like relive that moment again. And it was like some of the best times of my life. Like so lit.
I want to just mention a couple highlights I see here scrolling through these Sunday 16s. And like you said, you had everything from music videos to spoken words. You had the show in DC here. I heard my song on the radio, you at 95.5 with Tony Reds. A couple of the music videos that I love, you know, Searching Souls is dope. Oh, you got a two shows in one night on here as well. Ill Thoughts, that was dope. Illa. Savage No 21, of course. Check Yourself, Lonely Nights. And what I thought was actually kind of cool, and this is long before Iron Skillet. Not long before, but I'd say about a year before we actually came together as the Iron Skillet. You did four interviews that year. Five interviews. One was with your parents. And then the other one was Logue, Jet, and then myself, and then Chris had one.
Yep. Yeah.
So I just think that's funny that you did four rappers and three of them ended up being in the Iron Skillet.
Yeah. It's cool because, like, it's, I don't know, it definitely led to this because, like, I wanted to do so much more than just the music videos. Like, I loved the interviews. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to people to be able to share their story. I want to be able to like shed light on other people that are doing dope stuff in our town. And now look at the Iron Skillet is doing that 1,000 times more than I could have ever done it by myself. You know what I mean?
I honestly don't think if we didn't do that, we probably wouldn't be in this studio right now.
Yeah.
I'd probably be still like focused on car shit. You know?
Because
that's how it was when we started. I was heavy into the cars and wasn't doing any video work.
Mm-hmm.
Barely recording you. I mean, we did like one mixtape.
Yeah.
And
y'all interviewed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we did it in Jim Barnett Park. Yeah.
There's only four of us.
Oh yeah, the
little interview.
I spit the verse. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your verse was hard too.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
I mean, that shit was trash.
I knew it was garbage.
Yeah, man.
That's why I knew I hated you.
That was from the Me and Your song.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Oh, HD.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Motivation?
No.
Nah, the... You sent me it, and then I did a verse to it.
Ruined Days?
It was way back before that.
But that verse is fire. Y'all should go on my YouTube and, scroll down and check it out.
Damn, Brett, bro.
He's like, yeah.
He's so cool. Yeah. Look at him over there. He's too cool.
It's also cool, like, you hear in this conversation, like, how much, like, we were not moving as a unit yet, but we were all still heavily, like, supporting each other and working together and trying to see, you know, each other shine. Like, for you guys have been at countless shows of mine. Like, Brett was at the show when I won that placement for the radio station. Mm-hmm. So was Mike Optoff. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like that needs to also be, you know, I don't want to, like, not shed light on that. That's important. Like, there's so many people that showed love and supported what I was doing, and that gave me the confidence to keep going instead of, like, doing it every single week and not hearing anything or not seeing any progress. You know what I mean?
It's all a part of the process.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, anything you got, any thoughts you want to leave him with, Trav? I know that was a big...
Yeah, we're waiting for the second year of Sunday 16. Yeah,
I know, right?
We did half a year after the first year.
Yeah.
Then we I was about to say, you stopped at 13 episodes.
This is too much.
Well, we started cooking up so much with everything, you know?
We were trying to get more,
there's
like...
There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
More, like, real music videos done with treatments and stuff. No, I think, like, if you want to do something, just go do it. Don't ask questions. And don't make excuses, because we worked our ass off that year.
For sure.
I remember, like, being on vacation and, like, editing a Sunday 16. I think we had to do, like, two the week before just because I was going on vacation.
Yep.
And I remember, like, Kay waking up while I'm editing, and she's like, what the fuck are you doing? You're on vacation. I'm like, gotta get this done.
Gotta get Sunday 16 out.
Motivated.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, so definitely, and don't let equipment or anything like that hold you back, because you can go and watch those videos and know that we didn't have no type of equipment better than a phone that you have in your pocket, and we still put those videos out every week. You gotta start somewhere. So, you know, if you want to do something like that, you can, 100%. I don't know if you guys have anything you want to leave them with.
I just want to tell the people to go check that out. Go to YouTube and check out Every Sunday 16. 52 of them.
It is 52.
Tons of content. Everybody go check it out.
For sure.
Yeah, see the growth.
Tell them where they can find it at, Shatorah.
If you go on YouTube and just type in Shatorah, Shatora, and then my last name is Lane, Lane, it'll pop up. And, yeah, there's mad content on there. You'll be able to see the growth. It's super awesome, super beautiful, so... Shout out to you guys. This is another Sunday side dish. Peace.